Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Awa, 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 utshaye legele kanja.
Awa, awa,
kodwa sinsukwini sanamhlanje.
Awa, awa,
sibona kwenzeka kanja.
Awa, awa,
amantombazane ayazo.
She's a rich girl, she don't try.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, bringing you live in-studio performances from newsounds.org and streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. In 1987, the great South African choir Ladysmith Black Mambazo won their first Grammy Award for an album called Shaka Zulu. 30 years later, the current lineup of the band re-recorded that entire record, called it Shaka Zulu Revisited. That won a Grammy too. It's their fifth. The band is on a world tour, which is appropriate because at this point, Ladysmith Black Mambazo has become a global phenomenon. And today, they're here in our studio to play a few songs for us, beginning with one called Uno Matemba. Here is Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
M-C-G-M.
Oh, that's great stuff. Ladysmith Black Mambazo performing a song called Uno Matemba live here in the studio. It appears on their recent Grammy Award-winning album, Shaka Zulu, Shaka Zulu Revisited. It also appears on the 1987 album called Shaka Zulu. And we've got the nine members of Ladysmith Black Mambazo here with us. I'm going to speak with Albert Mazibuko because, Albert, you've been with the band now for close to 40 years, right?
Yes, yeah, close to 40 years because I started with Ladysmith Black Mambazo in 1969.
Wow. Do you remember recording the original Shaka Zulu record back in 1987?
I remember vividly. I remember exactly. We were in London. That's where we recorded. It was produced by Paul Simon.
By Paul Simon. It was right after Graceland.
Yes.
And why did you re-record the whole record last year?
In fact, we wanted to honor Joseph that because since he has taken a back seat, so
he's retired. Joseph Shabalala.
Joseph Shabalala. So he said to his sons, so we have opened the way, so see what you can do.
Right.
So we said, to celebrate these 30 years, let's re-record, and then just to test their ability in singing.
Because there are four young Shabalalas in the current lineup of the group. So
yes.
As ever, the Shabalala family very well represented in Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Albert, were you born in Ladysmith, in the township?
Yes, I was born in Ladysmith, outside the town of Ladysmith, the place called Embuzweni. Mm-hmm. It's about 1 hour, about 30 minutes drive to the town. So I grew up there, but in 1964, so I left Ladysmith, I snuck to Durban, so took a better job.
Well, you fell into a very good job, as it turned out. Now, when you did join Ladysmith Black Mambazo, you could not possibly have imagined this, you know, that everything that has happened in the last 30 years would happen.
Not at all. Even in our dream, when we're daydreaming and just thinking about our music, if we can do it right, as Joseph used to tell us. But I've never dreamed that it is going to be this success, and now it's amazing. It's always feel like a dream every day.
So what was the original idea behind the ensemble? Were you just hoping to make a living and, you know, become maybe a little bit popular in your part of South Africa? I mean, what was the realistic goal of this band when you started?
The goal, it was to encourage people in South Africa, because that time people, they were living in a very worse condition. So our aim, it was to unite them. Because I remember when we were, our first recording that we did at a radio station, we sang the song, which is called Amahubo. We sang about the warriors that they have been living in late 1800. Mm-hmm. So just to encourage people that and remind them that they are powerful, if they can come together and do something good, so there will be success. So that was our aim. And also Joseph, he said, let's write a song that is going to make people believe in themselves, that they are worthy, they can do something better. But so now it has been more than that.
Yeah. So the choreography of the band, how closely tied are the movements to the lyrics?
The movement, so we make sure that we put the movement according to the rhythm of the song. And then some other gestures that we do with our hands, it tells the story, what is the song about.
Mm-hmm. And so that song was sung in Zulu. And do you sing in Xhosa and other South African languages as well, or is it pretty much Zulu and English?
Yes, we sing in other languages of South Africa, Xhosa, Ndebele. We have songs sung, Sisutu. We have songs sung, Swazi. But the majority of our songs, they are in Zulu.
And because of the clicks in the language, there's kind of a rhythm, you know, to the words themselves, it seems, you know, because we hear those clicks coming back at kind of regular intervals as the words repeat.
Yes, because the clicks are part of the language. Like, say, If you are having a breakfast, you are having some eggs. So in our language, we call it ikanda. So it's something like that.
Right. Now, I can't pronounce the name of the stuff. I can get as far as Isi, and then there's a click.
Isi Atamiya.
So that is the style of music that Ladysmith Black Mambazo performs.
Yes,
in.
This is a style. This style, it was created when people were in the mines, because the original of our singing is a Zulu dance, the stomping dance. So when they didn't want to disturb the other people, so they started to tiptoe. So they called Toes and Fana Isqatamiya.
Yeah, we're getting a little demonstration behind you right now. Famously, Paul Simon in 1986 came to South Africa, met you guys, heard this style of music and dance, and fell in love with it. And from that came the collaboration on Graceland. And the song you're going to do next for us, called Homeless, is one of those collaborations, right?
Yes, this is a song that opened up the way for us. And then I remember receiving this package, the cassette from Paul Simon, singing Homeless, Homeless. Joseph, don't change this. And then because I took it from one of your recordings. And then so Joseph expanded the song. It started in Zulu lyrics. And then we recorded in London. I even remember that day in the studio struggling to record the song, try to come together with Paul Simon. But the following day, the song worked so well.
So did you guys have the song already before he came to visit, or was it written with him in mind?
Because he sent us a demo, you know, the cassette. So the song was written, but was not complete. Mm. But the most of the song, the first section of the song, it was written, and then the middle section. So when we met with him, so we find out that he wanted to do some other things. So some other part of the song, it was created in the studio.
Well, it's always been my favorite song from Graceland, and I'm eager to hear you guys perform it. So, all right. We're speaking with and listening to Ladysmith Black Mambazo performing in our soundcheck studio. Here is the song called Homeless.
Homeless. Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake,
and we are
homeless.
We are
homeless. Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake,
and we are
homeless.
We are
homeless. Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake, homeless.
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 Moonlight sleeping on a midnight.
Inhliziyo yami,
inhliziyo
yami,
inhliziyo yami,
inhliziyo yami,
inhliziyo yami,
angifulela makhaza,
inhliziyo yami,
ulele mina,
inhliziyo
yami,
inhliziyo yami,
somandla ngulele mina,
inhliziyo
yami, makhaza,
inhliziyo
yami,
inhliziyo yami,
inhliziyo,
tululu,
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 tululu, tululu, strong wind,
strong,
strong wind,
destroy our homes. Many dead tonight it could be.
Strong wind,
strong,
strong wind,
strong wind. Many dead tonight it could be. Homeless,
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 boom, boom.
Moonlight sleeping.
We are homeless.
Homeless,
we are homeless.
Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. We homeless, we homeless. We moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say. Somebody cry.
Why, why?
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say. Somebody cry.
Why?
Somebody sing.
Hito mango. Hito mango. Hesango balong. Hito mango. Hito mango. Hesai mama pate. Hesai mama pate. Hesai mama pate.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say. Somebody cry.
Why?
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say. Somebody cry.
Why?
Kulumani.
Kuluman. Kulumani says.
Singenze njani.
Baya chabula basitanda. Yo.
That is Homeless from Ladysmith Black Mambazo, live here in the Soundcheck studio. The band is on a global tour and performing for us here on Soundcheck today. Albert, this style of singing is traditionally all male, right?
Yes, the reason is because the music, it was created when people, they were working on the mines. So in that compound that they were staying in, so the women, they were not allowed. It was only men.
Right.
So that's why some group now, they involve the women. Some, even the women's group, they are there. But it's a men thing because it was, because when we were there, so there were no women.
Right. But the last time you guys were here on our show, Joseph Shabalala was still leading the band, and you had just done the record called Always With Us.
Which, yes.
Which brought women's voices in.
Absolutely.
And it was a great sound. Now there are female ensembles that have been inspired by you. There's a group called Africa Mamas.
Yes.
Oh, you know them?
Yes, we know them.
Yeah. Great stuff.
It is.
Now, in addition to winning the Grammy for Shaka Zulu Revisited, you also recorded an album of children's songs, right?
Yes.
What was the idea there?
The idea that we thought that if we can promote peace from the young children, because the bullying started at the kindergarten, and then it goes to school, so people, they grow up with that kind of mentality, bullying the other people. So we said, let's try to address this situation while they're still young, but let's involve the parents also. Because if you talking to the kid and then you are not talking to the parents, so you are separating them. So if you talk, you know, to them together, so they will get that kind of relationship. And then the songs, we chose the songs that are the song that are talking about peace, loving one another. For example, we have a song that says Unkulunkulu Wethu. This is a song that is talking about that God loves us all. And then we have a song that says Love Your Neighbor, which is very, it's my favorite song anyway, because it tells that if you love your neighbor, you love someone that you work with, you love the community and everybody. So this world we're living in is going to be a peaceful place.
So it's a hopeful record.
Absolutely, yes.
And is it also your hope that it will introduce a young generation of kids to this style of music? Because I'm not sure how much of this kind of singing do young people in South Africa still hear?
We are promoting to the young people. For instance, when we have our spare time at home, we go to schools. Mm-hmm. And then they have their own groups also. And sometimes in maybe once a year, they have a big one, which is, it takes place in Durban. So all the schools, they come around, but we do some audition first, and then they come there, and then they compete. So the music, it has been introduced to them.
So it's still a living tradition.
Oh, yes, it is every Saturday night in many cities in South Africa. There's some competition, many groups, about 20, 50 groups. And then once a year, all of them, they come into one place. We have a big concert, and then you find them. The concert takes the whole night.
And that's where the name of the band comes from, right? Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Mambazo means axe, because yes, you guys were cutting down all the other bands back in the early days.
Yes. In fact, you know, Joseph wanted people to know that we are coming from Ladysmith, but the blacks, it refers to the span of oxen, because these animals were powerful than the others. So the Mambazo, an axe, if you are living on the farm, is a very important tool.
Sure.
Because it allows you to chop the trees and then build your house. And then walking in the a thick forest, you pave the way. But also that you just mentioned that if you are facing with your component, so we said with our voices, it will be like an axe, so we'll chop them down. So that happens.
So you want a peaceful world, just not that peaceful.
No. It's just a symbol.
I understand.
It's not that we're going to chop people down.
But you certainly, you know, you have paved a way for lots of other people around the world to enjoy this music. Now, the song you're going to do next is called Long Walk to Freedom. What were the circumstances in which this song was written?
This song is very important because we were inspired by the book it's a Mandela's biography, Long Walk to Freedom. So when the book came out and then we read the book, I remember Joseph reading the book, he said, this is just, it came in the right time. So he wrote the song. And the song, it's wonderful. It has some lyrics that telling that how people, they treat one another in a bad way. But we invite them to come together and be in peace with each other.
Which is what Mandela did, right?
Yes, absolutely.
After being mistreated so horribly for so long, you know, finding a way to do a reconciliation panel and
amazing. We were all amazed that this guy has been treated so badly, but when he came up with a smile, and his smiling was contagious. I remember spending time with him because we were so fortunate that we had time to spend with him. He was always telling the good story that leave you with the hope and the happy, and then you see the world in the other eyes.
Well, let's hear the song, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, performing for us here in the studio today. Let's hear a performance of Long Walk to Freedom.
Sage salutwa lusis, sage sagubo sagubele tatina,
sage salutwa lusis. Good boy, carry on. Can I'm so piece of Cachelum Yaman? I am so Puma, the Cachelum Yama Winsenja. Oh, so Puma, the Cachelum Yama
team before.
Well done. You did a good job, properly performed. Well done. Don't do it again. We came a long way to take over. Do you understand that? Do you understand that?
Sage,
Sage sagubona sagubeletha
mama yo
Sage saluthwala usizi wemasage Sage sagubona sagubeletha
sibonile
Sage saluthwala usizi wemadimato Sage sagubona
sagubeletha
Sage saluthwala usizi
step by
step by step there comes the day we were all praying for
oh yes
early in the morning it was early on Friday morning no way in Oslo 1993
went to
men all the way from South Africa Mandela de Klerk accepted their Nobel Peace Prize Congratulations, South Africa. Congratulations, South Africa.
At last.
You've reached democratic elections. Long way, long way, long walk to freedom.
Long way,
long way,
long way,
long way,
long walk,
long walk to freedom.
Let us walk
long way
and work
long way
together.
Long walk to freedom.
Let us walk
long way
and work
long way
together.
Long walk to freedom.
Let us walk
long way
and work
long way
together.
Long walk to freedom.
Oh yeah yeah yeah.
Long way, long way, long walk to freedom. Long way, long way, long walk to freedom. Long way, long way. Long walk to freedom.
Congratulations, South
long
Africa.
Way, long way.
You've reached democratic long
walk
elections.
To freedom. Long way. Long way.
Yalele.
Long walk to freedom.
Yalele, yalele,
yalele,
yalele, yalele,
long walk to freedom. Long way.
Oh, yalele.
Long way.
Yalele.
Long walk to freedom.
Long way,
long way,
long way,
long way,
long
walk, long walk to freedom. Long way, long way, long walk to freedom. Long way, long way, long way, long way,
long way,
long way, long walk to freedom.
Long way,
long way,
long way,
long way,
long walk,
long walk to freedom.
In the land,
long way,
long way,
long
way,
long walk to freedom.
In the land,
long way,
long
way,
long way,
long walk to freedom.
In the land,
long way,
long
way,
long
walk to freedom.
In the land,
long way,
long way,
long way,
long way,
long
way,
long way, long walk to freedom. Long way,
oh yeah,
long way,
yeah,
long walk to freedom.
Long way.
Long walk to freedom.
Oh yeah, lele.
Long way.
Oh yeah, lele.
Long way.
Yeah, lele.
Long walk to freedom.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Long way.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Long way. Long walk to freedom.
Long way.
Long way.
Long way.
Long way.
Long walk.
Long walk to freedom.
Once again, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, live in our studio with Long Walk to Freedom. And Albert, the band sounds great, the current lineup. It has turned over a couple of times over the decades. I mean, the band itself has got to be 50 years old now, right?
58 years.
58 years old.
Because it was formed in 1960.
So is it like an orchestra, you know, the New York Philharmonic now is not the same players that were there 40 years ago, most of them, and yet the orchestra continues. So is Ladysmith Black Mambazo that kind of an ensemble where it just will continue?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
So Joseph Shabalala has retired. You're still going.
I'm still
almost
going.
40. How much longer do you think you'll do this?
Maybe another, the next 20 years, I believe.
The next 20 years? Okay.
Because I told myself that I'll sing until I'm 90 years old. So I'm still fit and then still enjoying touring and singing. So I hope the 20 years, it's just around the corner.
All right. It has been great having you guys back here with us in the studio today. Thank you so much for performing for us. Enjoy the rest of the tour, and thank you again.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us here. God bless you. Siyabonga.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Hear other Soundcheck podcasts and see other videos online at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. Vimba, 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 Vimba